to, what was that, we're on 28?
Eight.
Yeah.
From the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, requesting retroactive authorization to apply for and accept Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Funds for federal fiscal year 2014. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services on July 17, 2014. Judiciary Safety and General Services Amendment Number 1 was approved by a vote of 7-0, and the item was recommended for adoption as amended by a vote of 7-0.
Any motions or discussion?
I think we were looking for an update from Office of Performance Strategy and Budget.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I believe the revised report link on CLIC will have the updated report and hopefully the spending plan. Just to provide some background, the U.S. Department of Justice notified us that this grant was available back in April. We solicited ideas, requests for funding from departments, and as of when the application was due into the U.S. Department of Justice on June 10th, we submitted the application thinking at the time that only the Department of Administrative Services and the district attorney had requested funding. The Office of the Sheriff had, in fact, requested funding, but it was missed by someone in our office who was tracking the request. So we received the request from the Office of the Sheriff, met with the county executive, and he agreed to alter the funding that we're requesting from the Department of Justice to reduce down the study in the Department of Administrative Services by $25,000 and use that funding to purchase personal lighting units, safety units for the Office of the Sheriff in the amount of $25,000. So you should hopefully be able to see that revised spending plan. Again, the revision is that the Department of Administrative Services would get $70,224 for a 911 study, and the Office of the Sheriff would get $25,000. Because the grant has already been applied for, and I apologize that the timing that USDOJ gave us, I would like to have gotten something to the June cycle, but we didn't receive information from the municipalities until the afternoon of June 9th, so we did it for the July cycle. But I have sent an email to the U.S. Department of Justice and copied the Office of the Sheriff saying that based on the public comment, which this and the judiciary agenda satisfy, that we'll be requesting a revision to provide the funding to the Office of the Sheriff and basically asking how best to go forward with that.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd move approval with the understanding that the revised report that was uploaded is the report that is referenced in the amendment that was added to the judiciary. Well, it was in judiciary, but it said that it was coming to finance, and so now it's. This is the revised report that was presented today.
I just want to make sure everybody knows what we're voting on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Chairman, just want to make sure you're moving approval of the revised report. The resolution, it will be the one without the amendment, the judiciary amendment, because there was an amendment taken up at a judiciary. So you take up the resolution clean without the amendment. As long as you're understanding you're approving the revised report that has the accurate spending plan.
You're telling me that I would move the original resolution? So the original resolution was amended in judiciary to reference the fact that a revised report would be coming to us today. The revised report came to us today, and so it seems to me if we adopted the resolution as amended by judiciary, it would continue to reference that there was a revised report and that's the report
Mr. Grady seems to want to chime in a little bit on this one. He might have some advice.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I think what I'm hearing Mr. Katie say is all that this committee has in front of it is the original resolution, and so you need to adopt the same amendment in this committee that the Judiciary Committee adopted.
Is that what you were saying?
With all that, this would be.
I understood it.
Mr. Chairman, the way I read it was that it would have to return to the county board. Well, this matter hasn't been to the county board yet. In essence, you were making a change that you didn't contemplate that it was coming to, you know, the finance report that they were going to upload that in time. So it was a little unclear as to the staff how you wanted to move forward with the resolution. If you want to adopt that same amendment, that's fine. Or you could revise it. You could revise it to be slightly different to reflect that there's been a new revised spending plan. And if it's the will of the committee that you're comfortable with that revised spending plan, you wouldn't need the language quite as the way it was worded at Judiciary.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, if I could add one thing. The amended resolution didn't have the spending plan in it. The resolution only gave us the authority to apply for the grant. So the resolution was amended basically to say if we want to request a change to any of the projects that are in, I guess, now the amended spending plan, we'd have to come to the board for approval. So the amendment and the resolution don't have the spending plan in them.
So you're clear on what we want to do?
No.
Okay.
Yes. I would move temporarily.
We'll temporarily lay this item over.
Good.
Come back to it. Next item?